How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. We are in our second last episode of season 17, and today it's a solo episode. I promised you at the end of Q1 we would do a Q2 planning episode, so here it is, back by popular demand. On January 1st, I wrote an email, and it got probably the biggest reaction of any email I've ever written. Over 250 new people signed up to the newsletter to get this email. It was a 2024 master plan, and essentially what it was just breaking down the system I used to kind of map out my year and my quarter. So what I value in myself and other people most of all is consistency. Consistency of effort. So as promised, here is Q2 plan and Q1 recap. And we're going to get to your Q2 plan in just a minute. But first, I need to say a quick thank you to my partners, because to be honest, without these companies backing me, this podcast would not exist. So here's a quick shout out to my partners. Over the past 5 years in this podcast, I've spoken to loads of amazing Irish businesses who grew from one idea to become world-class companies, able to compete with the best on the international stage. And many of those started up and grew with the help of their local enterprise office. From starting or growing to become more sustainable or digitization, the local enterprise offices have everything to help make it happen for your business. Visit localenterprise.ie or click the link in the bio below. Okay, you know me. You know I'm massively into my health, fitness, and training. But there's one thing I haven't spoken about before, and that is a product I take every single day. It's a product called Resilience, and it's made by an Irish company called Ethos. What's kind of funny is that every single entrepreneur I meet, that is the one characteristic they have: incredible resilience. So I like that little play on words. It's a multifunctional supplement that supports cognitive function, immunity, which is super important this time of year, energy levels, and it keeps stress at bay. I also love it because it's easy. If you're bringing anything new habit into your life, it has to be easy, and taking Resilience is so simple. I simply mix it in a glass of water every single morning, and I always throw a couple of extra in my gym bag to keep them with me. It's a really tasty blood orange flavor as well. It ticks all the boxes. It has B vitamins, amino acids, vitamin C, and adaptogens like reishi mushroom and ashwagandha. So if you want to try it, I think you should. Go to weareethos.com. And because I like it so much, the guys have given me a discount code. So if you go to weareethos.com, enter Gary Fox at the checkout, you'll get 20% off, which makes taking Resilience about €1 a day, which is an unbelievable price for building some inner resilience. Check out weareethos.com. If you've been listening for a while, you'll know Iconic Offices has been my partner and home in the pod for a long time now. Working and recording in their spaces has helped support the ambitious goals of the pod, and to be honest, really helped it grow. So I partner with them to give you, my fellow entrepreneurs, the opportunity to work from Iconic Offices spaces and experience it for yourself. No fees, no catches. Simply visit the Iconic Offices link in the show notes below and enter the code Gary24 and claim your free co-working day pass, or bring the whole team with you and book a day office. So I'm going to help you review Q1, have a quick overview of what you want to look back on. So what we talked about in our master plan was kind of setting the course for the year ahead. I've talked about this so many times in the pod now, but people seem to enjoy it. And I think this is the kind of stuff you really can't do enough of, because this sort of stuff is just about getting it done. It's about sitting down, doing the work. The planning should happen in depth once a quarter. So once a quarter, you should be sitting down for 2 or 3 hours reviewing and planning. Once a week, you should be sitting down for 45 minutes reviewing and planning. And the rest of the time, it's about getting it done. It's about getting the head down, because what planning can be is high-level procrastination. I love planning, and I've probably fallen into this trap more than most. So I come from a place of a person who has done this and can tend to do this quite a bit. So I've learned this through hard experience. Planning is something you do infrequently, and then you execute frequently. So today we're going to look at, for Q2, what can we do? Q2 is a big, big quarter, right? Alongside Q1, Q2 is a huge quarter because you've built up some momentum now from Q1. We're also going to talk about what happens if you haven't built up momentum from Q1. But let's say you have. Let's say you've built up a bit of momentum from Q1. And if you're honest with yourself, and when you look back, you probably have. And that's why these sessions are so valuable, because we can be super hard on ourselves. We always kind of look forward and go, oh, next year, next quarter, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this. And we forget to actually mark the things that we have done and kind of give ourselves a little bit of pat on the back. It's not about throwing flowers on ourselves here. It's about just kind of looking at it, kind of breaking it all down, putting it down on paper. So Q1, we set out our master plan. So at the start of Q1, you've set out your plan for the whole year. If you haven't, no biggie, no sweat. Just do it now. We'll do it as we're going through it here today. I'll give you the overview of how I do it and what you can do it or how you can do it. So Q1, take 30 minutes right now. Not right now. Listen to the episode, then take 30 minutes. And then just jot down the following things. Your wins. What are your wins from Q1? Go back through your calendar. So what I do is I just have Google Calendar open. Everything goes in my calendar. That is a huge cheat. I'm going to give you this tip right now. Everything. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. Literally down to picking my daughter up from creche goes in the calendar. I've almost gone really kind of like granular with it to get a real kind of overview of where I'm going. Because for me, it's about being super granular to give myself way more freedom. This sounds like a complex thing, but it really isn't. So what I want to do is every day I want to get 5 power sessions done. And what that means is 5 45 minute sessions of just pure work. Doesn't happen every day, but that's the goal, right? That's the big goal for me. That's how I work. I'm in kind of a how do I say this without sounding too kind of pretentious? I'm in kind of like a media knowledge economy type job. So I'm my own boss. That means I can set my hours. I can set what my output's going to be. I don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time. So where possible, I like to get minimum of 3 and ideally 5 power sessions done. What that looks like is 45 minutes and then 15 minute break. Break is like literally just get up, walk around, reset. I found they are more beneficial than trying to do like 2-3 hours in a row. Your productivity has a limit in a certain day. So that's sort of how I try to do it. You can do whatever you want. The biggest thing is to learn for yourself and find out what works for yourself. So I put everything in Google Calendar and then it makes it super easy for me at the end of the week. So this year, every Sunday or Saturday, I do a review session, depending on what way the weekends are going. I do a review session. 30 minutes, 45 minutes at a push, just looking back on the week. Because of everything in my calendar, it's super easy to do this. And this is another good tip because you can kind of feel like the week's got away from you. How many weeks have you felt like kind of gone, what the hell did I do this week? Especially if you have young kids or if you have a super busy job or super busy business. Sometimes you're busy being busy. And that's okay, but it's very important to see where your hours are going. This is a big one. So on the Mindshift Entrepreneur Experiment course I do with Shane Craddock, Shane has a great system that he does with all the students, giving away some insider baseball here, but Shane won't mind. And it's a time tracker. So for a week, he makes everybody fill out every hour of the day from time to get up to time to go to sleep. And it's incredibly powerful. It sounds so simple, but try it for yourself for this week, right? For Q2, week 1, set yourself out a simple tracker. You can print it out on a page, 6 a.m. until whatever time you go to sleep, 10 p.m. And for every hour, just log in what you've done. I guarantee after 2-3 days, it'll get really hard to keep up with it. But that's if you do that for 1 to 2 to 3 weeks, the results are powerful. So essentially, that's what I do. I do in Google Calendar and I fill that out every single day. That allows me to then at the weekend review really quickly what's been going well. So similar for this, everything is a system, right? So today we're going to look at your goals for Q2, your goals slash tasks that you want to get done in Q2. They're supported always by systems. So if you're a regular listener, you know goals are simply dreams if you don't take action, right? Goals without a plan are dreams. This is what we talk about on this pod all the time. Goals are great. Goals are super helpful, but goals give you cheap dopamine. Beware of cheap dopamine. Cheap dopamine comes in the form of things you don't actually achieve. So things like going on Instagram, looking at your DMs, looking at Twitter, that's going to cheap dopamine. And our body craves this. Our body craves this more than ever now, thanks to our phones and the kind of the economy we live in. So be careful of cheap dopamine. Don't let cheap dopamine creep into your planning and to your actual work life. So what we want to look at today is our goals. How are we going to achieve that? So that's our systems. And then that's all supported by the reviews. So if you can stack these 3 things together for Q2, you will have an unstoppable Q2. You will have the best quarter of your life. There you go. Money back guarantee, if not, if you do these steps, okay? So how I break it down, you're all familiar with this now, business, brain, body. The order I break it down, someone asked me this the other day, I was like, what order do you put them in? I put them in a very clear and strict order. Brain, body, business. Because without the brain, everything else falls away. Without the body, there is no business. So they're all linked. The brain and the body are linked so closely. You got to look after them. Because I've met, and this is kind of a realization I've kind of come to over the last 18 months, especially as I got to chat to more high profile guests and probably people who had like major life altering outcomes with their business, especially sales or takeovers. And a lot of them have been deeply unhappy with the outcome. And I've realized that along the way, they've neglected their brain and their body, and they've kind of lost sight of why they're doing it, what it's all for. It's a bit of a cliche. Oh, you know, the money doesn't matter. It's easy to say when you've got money. I say that all the time. When people say that to me, I'm like, that's easy to say. So you have to be very careful when people say that, because yes, it's a problem, but it's also a first world problem. So for us, we're trying to look after our brain, our body, and then our business in that order. That's how I set up my goals. You can set up your goals whatever way you want. So I have brain, body, business, and then I have two subcategories that are kind of private to me. The brain, the body, and the business, I'll talk to about anyone, with anyone. And then below that, I have family and fun. They're two kind of like private categories I have that kind of support everything. So set that up in whatever way you want. I just find it's very, my brain works on clarity. My brain works on very clear binary systems. And a big thing you need to do is set up this system for how your brain works, how your system works, how your body works, how your family works, how your life works. This system won't work for everybody. Everyone's got different jobs and responsibilities, but what will work is structure. What will work is setting clear goals. And what will work is having outputs and inputs. You have to have your goals broken down into output goals and input goals. So you have to have an output at the end. So for me, my big body goal for Q2 is to train for, compete in, and finish the HYROX London event. That takes place on May 4th, long weekend in London. That takes place there. That's a huge event. Incredibly physically taxing. I've never done it before. I'm training for it right now. That's what I'm training for. That's my output goal, to finish that event. I either do or I don't. I will die trying, by the way. I'm definitely going to finish it. But my point being, that's an output goal. You do or you don't. The input goal for that is train 6 days a week until May 4th. Very clear. Again, you do or you don't. That's just how my brain works. So for yourself, figure out a way to build these things into your life. Everyone needs more structure. Everyone needs to be a bit more accountable to themselves. Planning is great, okay? Planning is brilliant, but a lot of people forget to do the big thing. And the big thing is just do the bloody work. Get on with it. Stop talking about it. Do the work. We're all a little bit soft on each other. We're all a little bit soft on ourselves in terms of like, oh, you know, I didn't get it done this week because, you know, blah, 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 my cat had a cough. No one really cares, to be honest. No one wants to hear excuses. No one wants to hear you having a bad day. No one wants to hear the reasons why you didn't get your stuff done this week. To be honest, you just got to be accountable to yourself. Tip number, I don't know, I've lost count. Accountability buddies. People love this one in January. A lot of people said, oh, I'm going to get an accountability buddy. How's that going? Did you get your accountability buddy? If you have, email me and let me know how it's going. Go to mrgaryfox.com. You can email me direct from there. And let me know, because that's been, I've talked about this a million times in the pod, so I'm not going to labor the point. I'm an accountability partner. We meet every quarter. We're now meeting every month. We outline our goals to each other. We say, what are our wins? What did we learn? And what are we taking forward into the next quarter? We did ours last week, did it over a half day. And make it fun, make it a bit of crack, but also, you know, make it real. When you share your goals with someone else in a very clear, honest, and transparent way, it gets very, very real and gets very, very important. You increase your chances of success massively. So Q2, work backwards. So you've set your goal for the year, review them. Are we working towards them still? Things change, and that is completely okay. It is completely okay for your goals to change. What's not okay is just to quit. Just to quit willy-nilly because you've just kind of ran out of steam or you've lost interest. That's not okay. You have to have a reason as to why you're going to change up your goal. And there's loads of reasons to change your goal. You're moving on to something better. You're moving on to something bigger. You know, life changes. Your business adapts. You adapt with it. So you don't have to fix them in stone and actually set yourself backwards by sticking to the same goal. but you must move forwards with these goals. Don't just like scratch them off and say, oh, I'll try again next year. That's loser talk. We don't do that on the pod. We do positive action towards goals because you've 91 days now in Q2. We barely even scratched this year. So you've so much left to do. So you've April, May, June coming up. As I said, this is a really important quarter because there's very little interruption. You're going to have to excuse me. I have a really bad cough today. But we're still getting the pod done because no excuses, right? What I talk about is you've no real massive interruptions coming up here. We've April, May, and June. So we're just heading into the holidays. So April and May, full steam ahead. June, some of you might have kids off school. That's going to be a little bit of an interruption. But for April and May, you can really build up a big head of steam. And this is one tip I live by, and it's to sprint into the quarter. Like go head first into the quarter to build up momentum. Because like anything, if you can build up a little bit of momentum, I'm not saying you can ease off in June, but you probably built up so much steam behind you that the wins that you've started, the tasks and the things you put in place in April and May are now come to fruition. Because as we know, all this stuff takes way more time than we thought. So you want to put stuff in plan in place for the rest of the year. You want to get going now in April and May so you can set into place because things have changed with COVID and for the better. Things have definitely improved. August is now a month where very little happens. Most people take a large part of August off. December, same story. People take a lot of December off. I have found this in the last 2-3 years. People are taking more pronounced breaks, which is brilliant. I'm all for it. I'm here for it, as the kids would say. But you got to factor that into your business. You now have 2 months of the year where things will be a little bit slower. I'm not saying things don't get done. I'm not saying just write them off. But just factor in, they're going to be a little bit slower. So sometimes, most things in business, you're relying on other people. You're relying on partners. You're relying on suppliers. You're relying on customers to be around. I know myself, in August and December, guests don't want to be going on podcasts. They want to be chilling on the beach, not even thinking about business. Here's an interesting quirk, actually. I noticed like listenership takes a little dip in the first 2 weeks in August as well, when people are on holidays and they don't even want to think about business. So it's really interesting to see how this can affect everything. So big quarter ahead, Q2. What are you going to set up here that'll mean success for the rest of the year? If you've had a good Q1, keep going. I'm not saying you have to change. If things are working, keep trucking at what's working. But just make sure you're reviewing. So for Q1, your review, you've looked at your wins, you've noted them down. It's important to log these down. You need that little, we talked about cheap dopamine earlier. Those wins are hard earned. That's the opposite of cheap dopamine. That's the kind of dopamine we need in our lives. That's the kind of stuff that you grafted and grinded and earned. They're not quick wins. You're not just scrolling on YouTube and Netflix and TikTok. That's stuff you've worked on for months, years maybe. So log them down, bask in that glory, take that win. Second is learnings. I changed this from losses or, you know, failures or anything like that. I don't want to avoid all that kind of language because it just doesn't serve you. Learnings. It's only failure if you stop. I say this all the time because I passionately believe that. You know, failure in life is only a failure if you don't take a lesson from it and you stop. There's a kind of a myth around entrepreneurship and this myth around, you know, business. Oh, you gotta fail to succeed. Yes, you do. But people don't differentiate. People kind of look at people's failures and go, oh yeah, he's great. He failed 4 times. It doesn't feel bloody good to fail. You want to minimize the failures, but you're going to have them. That's why it's so important to write down these learnings and go, I failed. How did I fail? Right. This is the reason I learned, because this didn't work to plan. It's not a failure because I didn't stop. I just changed correction, I changed course, and I'm now moving forward. Failure is only failure if you stop and you don't learn from your lessons. A lot of people don't do that. They do the same mistake over and over and over, and they put on the poor me voice and go, I just don't know why it's not working. I just don't know why the business idea isn't working. Because you're doing the same thing. You're not listening to people's advice. You're not listening to the feedback people are giving you. You're plowing on regardless, and you're not taking people's opinions on board. So learnings. And then what are you going to take forward into Q2, right? What do we stop, start, continue is a great business framework for how you look at your goals and how you look at things that have been happening. So things you're going to stop, things you're going to start, and things you're going to continue. The one I actually was reminded of 2 weeks ago by Owen Barra, who came on the podcast, was the Eisenhower Matrix. And I talked about that this week on the Idea Lab email. What? you're not subscribed to the Idea Lab email, well, go to MrGaryFox.com right now and subscribe. Every Saturday and Sunday, I send out an Idea Lab email where I jot down kind of the biggest ideas from the week. So it can be stuff from a guest. It can be things about the podcast. This week I was talking about we're going to hit 1 million downloads in May. So I want to do a big event. So I was asking people's ideas. I was sharing that we're doing a big giveaway on TikTok or on Instagram. We're doing 3,000 euros worth of supplements from our partners Ethos. I was talking about kind of Q1, Q2, how you should be setting it up. So that kind of stuff. So go there, join. It's a good time, one email a week. And what we're talking about it on this week was, for the brain part, I was talking about the Eisenhower matrix. And that's do, delete, delegate, and schedule. So it's four quadrants, Eisenhower, the American president. And what it is that do now. So is this a task? Is it like important and urgent? Do it right now. Just get on and do it. The less urgent, you schedule it for like a time in the future. So I've started doing this quite regularly. I'll have recurring tasks every week or every fortnight or every month. So for example, once every fortnight, I sit down 45 minutes, go through my personal finances. That means I'm not like scrambling when there's like a last minute thing I need to achieve. And then the delegate thing is, this comes back to the hourly rate thing that we've talked about so many times in this podcast. If you're not familiar with this by now, you're a new listener. I talk about your hourly rate as a founder, as an entrepreneur. Everybody, doesn't matter if you're a founder or an entrepreneur, everybody should have an hourly rate, a daily rate that they work towards. What would you earn every day that you would be delighted with? What's the rate at which your time is worth? And it should be an aspirational rate. Don't just say the minimum wage. It should be an aspirational rate where you're like, damn, I am worth every single euro of this. So let's say your daily rate is 1,000 euro, right? 1,000 euro, and you're going to work for 5 hours of the day. It's a good life. 200 quid an hour is your daily, is your hourly rate, okay? So anything below 200 euro an hour, you're going to delegate that stuff out. You're going to say, right, it's not worth my time to laundry. It's not worth my time to, you know, do shopping. I'm just going to get online shopping done. And it's a great thought exercise. And it's really good to do at the start of a quarter where you kind of like look at everything on your task list, right? Because if you've been following our plan since Q1, you'll now know roughly what you're doing every single week because you adopted the calendar thing, right? You're logging your time in your calendar and you roughly see each week where you spend your time. You're now able to look at it and go, oh, God, it'd be great if I didn't spend like 4 hours a week doing the shopping, right? It's a big example, but you know, we all have to do shopping, right? How could you delegate that out? Well, you could probably spend 20 minutes a week doing shopping if you just got online ordered. Stuff like that. Delegate. And it's also good as just a thought exercise. Even if you're not in the financial situation to do it now, or you know, you're just not at that life stage yet, it's worth looking at your life going, what would my ideal week look like? Tim Ferriss did that way back in the 4-hour work week. He'd like his dream week, and he dreamlined out what that would look like. And it's a good, it's again, part of your Q2 exercise. Map out what your dream week might look like in 5 years' time and in 10 years' time. And that's a good example of like projecting forwards. So projecting forwards, looking, going, what does my week look like now? What does it look like then? Well, I delegate out a lot of these tasks. And suddenly your brain starts to see opportunity going, okay, my ideal hourly rate is 200 quid. Actually, at the minute, it's probably closer to like 80 quid. But that means if I outsource my laundry for like 30 quid a week, I'd be getting back like 3 hours. That's a no-brainer, right? It's really fun when you do it. I've done it a couple of times, and each time I've kind of spotted things where I'm like, why am I spending 3 hours a week doing that? I hate doing it. And it's not about like being flamboyant or being flash. It's just about looking at your time and going, I'd love to get those 3 hours back to like take up a new hobby or to like spend more time with my kids or to train more, whatever it is. So do now. That's just the stuff you want to get on and do. The stuff you're going to schedule for the future, that's kind of like recurring tasks or stuff that's not time sensitive. The delegate stuff we just talked about. And then the delete piece. What are you doing that just doesn't serve you? Like, what are you doing? What busy work are you doing? Like, again, looking at your calendar. Even if you don't have the calendar piece done for Q1, do it now for Q2. And when we're having this like chat in Q3, at the start of Q3, you'll then kind of go, okay, Gary, I've now looked at my calendar. I have all these things I can just delete, delegate, outsource, whatever it is. And then stuff just delete. Stuff you just doesn't serve you. It's not important right now. This is stuff that you're kind of going, oh, I just keep doing it because And I thought I had to, but if I just stopped doing it, would my business stop growing? These kind of things. A lot of times we do things just because we think we should be doing them. Or if it's just, you know, simple things like cutting certain people out of your life, you just have to do. Sometimes you take hard decisions if you're in a growth phase of your life. So that's the do, delete, schedule, delegate framework. So that's kind of useful if you're thinking about your goals. So Q2, think about how you're going to map that out. What are your goals? So generally how I'll map it is on a high level looking forwards, I'll have body, brain, business goal. In them, I'll generally have one major goal and then I'll have two kind of supporting goals. Beyond that then, coming down a level, so body, brain, business, we'll have three goals in each one, one major one, two supporting goals. We'll have our systems underneath. So systems will have all our input goals in them. So systems will have, for HYROX, I have a fitness system. Fitness system is to follow a specific HYROX training program from Back to Basics Gym. That means I just follow that every day for the next 6 weeks. That's my fitness system. That takes away a lot of the overthink, a lot of the procrastination because I don't have to think about it. I have the app. I've already bought the program. Go to week 6, go to day 2, follow the program. Simple. The more systems you can have in your life, the better. It sounds dull. It sounds boring. You're like, oh, I like to be more spontaneous and I like to be more kind of like, see what happens. How's that working out? You know, you need systems in your life for the big things. You can be loosey-goosey and kind of the small stuff, it doesn't really matter. But for the big things, if you're taking your life seriously, if you're taking your fitness, your business and your brain and your mental health and your mental fitness seriously, you're going to have goals. You're going to have systems to support them. You're going to have to review them every week to see, are you getting the stuff done? So your goals, figure out whatever categories work for you. Mine is body, brain, business. Beneath that, family and fun. Underneath that, we have our business system, body system, brain system. Hope I've given you kind of a clear enough example of what a system looks like. So you just, these are your input goals. What are you going to do every single day or every single hour or whatever it is to feed up into your goals? So your goals are the output goal. The systems are your input goal. So what are you going to do every day, every week, every fortnight to achieve those bigger goals? And then the check system is every week, every Saturday, Sunday, you're sitting down, you're reviewing the week, you're looking at your calendar going, okay, this week I can pretty clearly see I didn't waste a lot of time. I was on the ball. I got my 5 major tasks done a day. I got my training done. And you can kind of review and go, okay. You can even go super nerdy and give yourself like a score every week. You can say, right, this was like a 8 out of 10 week because I did this, this, and this. And because you have very clear goals and very clear systems, it's very easy to see. You don't kind of go, it was grand. Grant. You want to avoid grand like the absolute plague. You want to go, this was an excellent week because I did this, this, and this. That kind of like grand thing kind of lulls you into a false sense of security because you're like not really sure. If you're not sure, chances are things aren't going great. By luck and osmosis, you might just get there just by chance. But to be honest, you want to be able to review these things in a real binary way whereby you're kind of going, I said I was going to do 4 gym sessions this week. I did 3. I didn't do the 4th one because I hadn't planned it in. And that's another thing. Last tip for Q2 planning. Sorry, a couple of more tips. I just remembered a couple of bonus tips there. Tip is put everything in the calendar going forward, as in when you're mapping out on a Sunday for the week ahead, when your gym is going to be. I keep using gym as an example. It doesn't have to be gym. It can be tennis, walking the dog, yoga. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving you simple examples for most people's lives. You map it in and you treat it as an appointment with yourself as if you would not break that. It's like you're meeting a friend and a good way is join a class or join a club or join something where you're committed to being there. That's why fitness classes are so good. You've committed to being there. You've paid the money for the 12 weeks. Another cheat there is to have skin in the game. Easy way to have skin in the game is pay the money to do something for the next quarter. Commit to saying, right, I'm going to join this gym. This gym runs classes 3 days a week. I'm going to prepay for the next 3 months. Chances are you're going to turn up and get it done. So that's another little tip. And the final thing is to put like fun things on the calendar. Once a month, have one really fun thing for you. Just for you, not for everybody else. Just for you. One fun thing that's just, you can kind of look forward to it. Because a lot of this stuff, it sounds kind of serious, right? As I'm kind of mapping all this stuff out for you. But to be honest, it's to do the opposite. It's to give you more free time. Because when I look at my calendar, I kind of go, right, I've have all this bit of work done. When you work for yourself, the biggest trap you'll fall into is you work all the time. And I wrote about this in the email newsletter a couple of weeks ago. You're a simmering six. And I've been a simmering six for years. That's why I'm working on at the minute. My mental kind of goal at the minute is to, my brain goal is to be on or off. Have two modes. I'm either fully on, engaged, switched on, or I'm fully switched off. Not this simmering six. For years, I've been this simmering six where I'm thinking about work all the time, pulling out the laptop in the evening, doing a few emails here and there. I know as you're listening to this, you're recognizing yourself here. You're kind of always thinking about work and you're, oh, I'm just planning, and you wake up in the middle of the night and you think about it. That doesn't really serve you in the long run. It really doesn't. And there are times in your business where it's all consuming. Things like, you know, your early doors, your sub 2 years, or you're gearing up for a sale, or, you know, you have a massive finance crunch. I'm not saying be unrealistic, but for the rest of the time, you really need to regain some balance in your life and try figure out a way of just being able to switch yourself off, because I've seen the effects and I've felt the effects of just being on all the time. And all it is fake productivity. You know, hours doesn't equal output. Say it with me. Hours doesn't equal output. I cringe when I hear people say, oh man, I did 14 hours yesterday. And some spoofer posts like, oh, I'm going to win because I'm, you know, I slept in the office last night. No, you're not. You're probably going to drop dead at 55 because you've neglected your body and your mental health so much. So that sort of stuff is old school. We're not about that here in this pod. We're about having a bit of balance and having a complete clear system. Having a clear system allows you to look and go, I've got free time on my calendar. I spoke to an exceptional founder 2 weeks ago. He's running one of the most impressive businesses in Ireland. Great guy. He's been on the pod. And his Monday is his thinking and planning day. He walks. He exercises. He's not in the office. He's at home, or he's on the hills, or he's somewhere active. And he's planning. And he's strategizing. And he's thinking. And he's making massive moves. That stuff doesn't happen. You're sitting cramming out emails at like 7 o'clock at night in a dull cubicle in Dublin City. That happens when you allow your brain to slow down and see the bigger picture. For Q2, think of that as your reminder. There you go. Little calendar reminder to myself for right now. So there you go. Everything goes in the calendar. So think of that. That's your reminder. Slow down to speed up. By having these systems in place, it allows us to relax our mind so that at the end of the day, we do a little shutdown. We close all the mental Chrome tabs in our mind. You know, like I think of my mind as like all these tabs. And at the end of the day, I'm closing them all down, because what I do is at the end of every day is do a quick 2-3 minute review, going, go to my task list. What did I get done? And then I write down the day and date for tomorrow. I bring forward anything that's important for tomorrow, and then I just jot that down, and that's closing all the tabs in my brain. So for Q2, map out exactly what you want to get done. Be specific, be clear, be realistic, but push yourself, and we're going to have a serious Q2. Hope you enjoyed that session. I'm going to write all this stuff down. I'm going to send it out on the email newsletter on Saturday. So join the email newsletter. We have one more episode left in this season on Thursday. I am going to set myself the challenge of going back and taking one major lesson from every single guest we've had in season 17. We've had our biggest season ever. We did 14 interviews over the last 8 weeks. It's been immense. It's been some incredible guests, some of our biggest guests ever, some of our most fascinating people. I'm going to take one lesson from every single person, I'm going to distill it down, and I'm going to explain how we can apply that to our lives and our business. That episode comes out on Thursday. I will see you then, wherever you're listening, whether it's Spotify or Apple. Hit subscribe. I'll see you in a couple of days.